and yet one of the most profound things that I've ever heard. And it's something I teach on quite regularly, but he added a whole new insight into it. And it was just on prayer. And you know, for the sake of time here, let me just give me quote two Bible verses for you. Here we go. Here's the first one. And I'm doing this without my glasses. Praise the Lord. So, no, it's good. So, wait a minute. And so, remember the story where Jesus was coming, you know, during his ministry, his earthly ministry, he taught the disciples how to cast out demons. And he taught them, you know, how to heal people. And they came back one time going, Lord, even the demons are subject to your name. And Jesus was trying to teach them, look, don't just be happy that, you know, demons are subject to my name, but rejoice rather that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And what Jesus was trying to do is don't get into the power thing, get into the eternity reality. And don't just be excited about this moment. But then another time, this man brought his son to the disciples, and this boy was demon possessed, and the disciples did everything they could to cast out this demon, everything they could, and nothing would work. They've done it before, and they've cast out demons before, and now they're perplexed. And finally the father comes to Jesus and says, look, I brought my boy to your disciples thinking, you know, they could handle this, but they couldn't help. And I love what Jesus says. And this is what he says. He goes, you unbelieving and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? And he was speaking as much to his disciples as he was to anybody. And of course, the boy starts totally manifesting. And Jesus, of course, takes authority over the demon in the boy, casts the demon out of the boy. But then the disciples are all confused because, you know, they've done this before. Jesus taught them, you know, when you see someone with a demon, this is what you do. This is how you do it. And yet this one, they couldn't do it. And Jesus, of course, turns and says, you unbelieving and you perverse generation. Unbelieving and perverse. And then, of course, Jesus sees the boy. He's fully demonically manifesting. And Jesus cast the demon out of the boy. And then the disciples privately pull the Lord aside later and said, Lord, and in Mark, this is Matthew 17, where he said, you unbelieving and perverse generation. But later in Mark, it says, when they pulled, Mark chapter 9, they pulled the Lord aside privately. And let's have a little conversation because, you know, last time anything was said public, we were unbelieving and perverse. So if he's going to say anything else like that, we better have a little quiet time here. And so they said, Lord, can you tell us, how come we couldn't cast the demon out of this boy? And Jesus said in Mark 9, he goes, this kind comes out only through prayer and through fasting. Isn't that amazing? So in the first instance, he says, you unbelieving and you perverse generation. So unbelieving just simply means they're not connected to God. Isn't that true? Unbelieving means you're not connected to God. And you know, that's what an unbeliever is. Somebody who's not connected to God. They don't have the God connection. And then perverse means they're too connected to the world. You're not connected to God, but you're perverse. You're unbelieving and you've got too many worldly connections. You're perverse. You're ruled by your flesh. You're ruled by the world in which you live. It's perverse. So you're not connected to God, but perverse, he says, you're too connected to the world. So he's challenging not just them, but us in his word to understand that there are some things that are only ever achieved. Listen, some demonic things that are only ever broken actually through prayer and through fasting. Unbelieving and perverse, not connected to God, too connected to the world. So what is the answer that Jesus gives? Because the disciples are looking for the answer. How come we couldn't do this? We've done this before. We're very familiar with seeing demons cast out of people, yet this one, we couldn't do it. But you did it without even a moment. And when you heard we couldn't do it, you referred to us as unbelieving and perverse. So now, Lord, we need the answer. We don't want this to happen again. what was missing. How come you could do it then, we could do it before, but we couldn't do it now? And the answer was this kind only comes out through what? Prayer and fasting. Unbelieving, not connected to God. So what's the answer to, if you like, the unbelieving part of it? Prayer. Because what does prayer do? Prayer connects you to God. And what does fasting do? Perverse means you're too connected to the world. And what does fasting do? Fasting disconnects you from the world. So Jesus, I want to give a real simple, it's a very good thought, isn't it? That actually, one of the great keys to what we're doing right now, this morning, is we are in prayer and we are in fasting. We have called for a 3-day fast. You know, I'm telling you, I am convinced, I am totally convinced, none of us in this room, including me, the most spiritual person in the room would not be me, but whoever that is, can I just say to you, we would be shocked how ruled we are by our flesh. And here is Jesus, and I'm going to, this weekend, through the prayer and fasting, I want to just give a thought this morning, because, you know, when we've done prayer and fasting before, I've heard different people's interpretation of a fast. You know, people who at least ought to be familiar with prayer and fasting, who've been in the church long enough to understand what prayer and fasting is, that sometimes I think we've diluted the whole idea of what is fasting. And some people turn that into, I'm going to do a fast from sweets. Well, let me tell you something. Fasting's meant to disconnect us from the world. And if all we can do is fast from sweets, then that's a shallow fast. Can I say it? I know it's not popular. I know we like to try and make things as easy for people as we possibly can. But the disciples were going, why couldn't we cast this demon out? And Jesus said, this kind only comes out through prayer, connected to God, and fasting, disconnecting yourself from the world. And so I want to encourage everybody here, whatever your fast looked like at the beginning of this, I thought, well, this is good, 6 a.m. I get a chance before we get to start it, to encourage people to really understand there are certain things that are broken in your life that are only broken through prayer and fasting. To get the unbelieving out, to use prayer to connect with God, and fasting is a means of disconnecting from the world. So it's not just not eating. It's not just the discipline of starving your flesh. It's actually making a decision, I'm going to disconnect myself from the world. So some people say, well, I'm going to do an internet fast. Well, yeah, that's the very least you should do. Like to me, so what fasting does is actually get us to disconnect ourselves from the world. Now, of course, we're in the world, we're not of it. We have jobs to do. And for us to be able to do our jobs, there are certain responsibilities that we need to have so we can perform in our job. But I want to encourage us at the very start of this fast, let's decide we're gonna try and get closer to God. And getting closer to God means we're going to try and do everything we can to disconnect ourselves from this world. Amen? And so that's what fasting does. Fasting disconnects yourself. It is amazing how ruled we are by our flesh. It is amazing when, you know, there's a radio, there's a television, there's the internet, there's social media. Do you know what I mean? There's so many different means and methods that connects us to the world. Now let's break that down. Let's look at maybe a doctor's report, and we're connected to the world more than we are the Lord. And so we hear maybe what a doctor says, and in the natural, that's what the doctor says, and the doctor's doing their job. But thank God that's not all we have. But the more we're connected to God and the more we're disconnected from the world, the closer we're going to get to God. Does that make sense? So fasting is like, okay, I've heard that, but Lord, I'm disconnecting from what I see and what I hear in the natural, and I'm connecting now to you in the name of Jesus. When it comes to finances, when it comes to even what you're seeing, this whole week, my heart has been very, very heavy for a very close loved one that's actually within an inch of death right now, of life and death. And I've been really burdened praying for someone in my world that's just messing their life up, but it's self-inflicted. And I'm going, God, I'm doing everything I can. I'm using this prayer and this fasting as much for that person in my life. And I've got to make sure I'm disconnecting from what I'm hearing in the world and I'm connecting to God. And I want to encourage you, and for everyone here, we're believing for the corporate miracle of $650,000, aren't we? And I know right now as we're speaking, if you want to, we have a whole another prayer meeting happening down at Seaboard Road, and some of our pastors are down there. And then we have another prayer meeting in North Carolina. I think we got one in Greenville and one in Wilson. Then we have another one in Richmond, and we have another one in Los Angeles. So really think about it, all over the place. Norfolk are here this morning. And I want to encourage us in this time of 3 days. Can we really make this as much as a fast as you can? Now, I know that there's all sorts of needs for people to be medically responsible, and I'll never get in the way of contradicting a doctor and all the rest of it. But there's, listen, in this fast, here's the thought. Let's do as much as we possibly can to disconnect ourselves from the world. Amen? So it's more than me. To me, I'm just going to put it out there. You put it in your filter. But to me, I'm calling for a 3-day fast. And what that means and what that looks like is we don't eat food for 3 days. If medically you need to talk to your doctor about that, where you could be at risk, I would encourage you to talk to your doctor. But I'd also just say then, do anything and everything you can do to disconnect yourself from the world. If there's no reason why you can't fast for 3 days from food, I'd love for you to do the biblical fast, which actually is disconnecting. And I would even say, if you can, this is what I'd say. Food and water would be the fast that I would say. If you want to know what the end in mind is, that's a biblical fast. Now, there are different biblical fasts where you fast from, you know, sweets, or you fast Daniel's fast, which is more of a fruit or a vegetable fast, whatever that looks like for you. But I want to at least give you the end in mind and say, here's the benchmark. Amen. And then let's not just make this a fast from television. Let's not just make this a fast from sweets. Let's not just make this a fast from the internet. Let's make sure food is somewhere in the mix. Can you say amen? And for some people who are really hardcore, and I mean this, water. And that's what I'm going to be setting out to do. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to the caffeine withdrawals. Praise the Lord. I went out last night and I just got a steak and I went, this will be the last one I'll be seeing for a little while. Praise the Lord. And so here's the thought though. There are some demonic things that are only ever broken. We'll only see supernatural breakthrough if we're willing to pray, is what connects us to God. And I'm not just talking about this prayer time we have now. I'm talking about in these next 3 days. Every time you think about you're hungry, every time you're hungry, use that, Lord, I'm connecting to you. Lord, I'm connecting to you. Every time, the time that you would have used on the internet, maybe use that as a time. Lord, I'm connecting to you. The time you would have used to eat, because that's what happens. You get anxious when you're not eating, when you're thinking it's dinner time. Use that as a time to pray. Use that as a time to say, okay, when you get home, turn off the TV. Turn off, disconnect. I wonder, what would we be? What would it look like if we fasted from all of everything that the world tries to do to influence us? I wonder what our day would look like. I wonder what these next 3 days would look like if we intend. I'm not talking about legalistic now. I'm not talking about legalism and getting a sense of holiness by, you know, how spiritual we can pretend to be. I'm talking about a genuine disconnecting from the voices of the world, the spirit of this world, and a genuine connection as much as we can to the Lord. Does that sound good? Is that fair enough? Now, let's put it in the filter of whatever you want to put it in, but I don't want anyone to be confused of what it is. And I don't want anybody speaking on behalf of Wave Church of what the fast is that is different from what the Bible says it is. And then we'll all figure out where we can do and what we can do. But as a pastor, and I'm including myself, I'm a little concerned in these moments, how shallow we make this rather than how deep we make this. Does that make sense? And so, come on, this is what we're going to do. I want us to spend some time just individually right now. And you know, Jesus taught us to pray, didn't he? The disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And what they said was, don't give us a formula. They said, we want to pray like you pray. They already knew how to pray, trust me. The disciples knew how to pray. But they said, Lord, when you pray, teach us to pray like you pray. Our Father. We got to remember in prayer, it's not a formula. It's not a process. It's when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, you acknowledge the relational connection to your God who art in heaven. That's worship. Amen. That's why we did this. We want to worship the Lord together corporately. And then he goes, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then he says, thy kingdom come. In other words, the very first thing we got to do is pray God's will be done. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So before we come to God with our needs, it's God first. Lord, your kingdom come. And then give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us as we forgive others. Amen. And so it's not a formula. You hearing me? It's an understanding of what prayer is. We're relationally connected to our Father. He deserves our worship. And then we're praying, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Let your kingdom come. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, let your needs be met. Let your will be done. And then, Lord, and so this is what I want to do. Let's spend the next 15 minutes, if we can do it, just by yourself, but not by yourself. I mean, we're all here in the building. Does it make sense? And let's take that thought about, I want to encourage you. What were you? You already came into this prayer meeting with a determination of what prayer and fasting looks like. But I'm really hoping for today, just that little devotional thought, that maybe you might want to add to your list what you're going to fast from. Okay, that was very quiet. Maybe even you might want to just write it down. These next 3 days, I'm going to do everything, not out of works, but I'm going to do everything I can to disconnect from the world. What are the ways in which I'm connected to the world? Amen. And maybe we can add to the intentionality of the fast. And maybe we can actually just get beyond the shallow end of the pool and maybe go a little bit deeper in the Lord. Does that sound good? Is that anybody receive this? You're looking at me, you're kind of making me nervous right now. And so it's for 3 days, and if you only do a day of that and then something happens, don't condemn yourself. But let's set the benchmark. 3 days. We're going to finish on Thursday night. It's going to be awesome. Can we all stand together? This is what I want you to do. Why don't you spend the next, let me see, what time is it now? Oh, it's already 7. Oh, I didn't mean to teach that long. I'm sorry. Okay, so here's what we'll do. Can we be back here at, let's say 10:02. Is that okay? And I actually want you for the next 10, 15 minutes, a little bit of time we got, to just take that thought and talk to the Lord, connect to God, prayer and fasting. And just begin to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to give you this fast. And tell him what's going to be in the fast. And I'm going to do everything I can to connect with you. And tell him what's in the fast, because that's going to be everything you can to disconnect from the world. And maybe this morning, I hope I've added to your list. I hope this morning I've moved you down the line just a little bit. And please, let's not just do sweets. Let's not just do internet. Please, let's make sure we're doing everything we can to disconnect from the world and to connect to God. Amen. We're not going to be hermits. We're not going to be monks. We're not living on a, you know what I mean? We're not going to cut the power off in a house. Amen. I'm not talking about that, but I am doing say, what can we do? Everything we can. And then take the Lord's Prayer and just say, okay, Father, I want to pray your will be done. And then take the time to tell the Lord, we're believing God for the 650,000, but tell him what you're believing for and believe big and ask big. Amen. We'll see you back here at 10 minutes till. Come on, spread on out. Let's pray in Jesus' name.